July 6th. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew 5, verse 9. Ironical as it may seem, Alfred Nobel, after whom the Nobel Prize is named, was the inventor of nitroglycerin. It was his hope that this product, a magnifier of blasting powder, would contribute more to peace than to war. Said Nobel, "The day when two army corps will be able to destroy each other in 1 second, all civilized nations will recoil from war forever and disband their armies." His prediction has not come true. However, the hope of peace endures. What can we do as peace-loving individuals? The answer may lie in the great commandment, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." When we love one another, we create the ripple effect that happens when a stone is tossed into a pond. The single impact has multiple reactions. If you long for world peace, practice living peacefully with your neighbors. Not only will God bless you, but in a small way you will plant the seeds of peace which could have a far-reaching influence. "I am only one," it has been written, "and I cannot do everything, but I can do something, and that which I can do, I will." Lord, don't let me minimize the good that can result when one person puts his faith to work.